Hello?
Hi, can you connect me
Hiya.
with Michael, please?
Certainly, hold on, please.
Sure.
Hi, Mike Fenton here.
Mr. Fenton, Thomas here. I got your email. What happened?
Well, my wife basically is of the opinion, and I must admit I am too. You know, we would prefer to deal with a Canadian company primarily because, you know, we got taken advantage of the first company that, I mean, the website didn't even look like us, didn't even look like our company.
Okay.
And then the second place, the people at Bark, they really took advantage of us. Now, they did give us back 50%. No, sorry, not Bark. I forget the first company we dealt with. They did give us back 50% of their money. But so we're sort of the opinion that we want to work with a company where we can sort of drive down the street and visit their head office and talk things over with them. So that's why we want to do that. As I say, between the two companies that we were dealing with, we really didn't get anywhere near what we expected, and the whole thing, you know, sort of was a giant, in our opinion, dealing with those two, you know, a waste of time and unfortunately a waste of money too.
Oh, okay. I thought like it was just a waste of time, not a waste of money, because you could get your money back too. Did you try getting back?
Well, we got some of it back, and unfortunately, the people at Bark who were what the people at Bark did, they were pissed off after they gave us back our money, or half of it. Sorry, half of it. What they did is they gave our credit card number to some other people, they did, and these people ran up $1,600 on our credit card. So
For no
what
reason.
happened? Well, I guess they told them it was okay to go and do it, but anyway, what happened is we talked to Royal Bank, Visa Security, and they indicated clearly that it was a fraud, and they canceled my card, and they refused payment on the $1,600 that these other guys spent on computers with our cards. So yeah, we just haven't had a good time about it. And what surprised us was we had checked around here with a guy that maintains our computers, and we checked the local chamber of commerce. Nobody came up with any local website designers. So that's how it kind of got off the rails. But you know, we appreciate your professionalism, but as I say, we're still recovering, and you know, down the road we may look at you again. But in the moment, it's just going to have to be somebody locally.
I can totally understand this whole point of conversation, well, between
Yep.
us. Sir, there was a reason that, first of all, that we got connected to each other, because we are actually the professionals who can work on this website for you. Because, like, we have been doing the sites for this industry. That's the first thing. You can ignore this. But what you can focus on is, what I have to offer you is, I'm not going to charge you the money. You pay me the deposit. You see the work, whole work, and once the site is completed, everything you got in your hands with the royalties, then you could pay the rest to us.
Well, we'll talk that over as a couple, but as I say, we're quite interested in dealing with somebody local that we can, you know, basically shake hands with whenever we feel the need to.
Sir,
But
but they're going
again,
to
thank
charge you a
you.
lot.
Yeah. Well, look, we appreciate what you're doing, and I must say, your company, you know, you represent your company very well, and you're very professional. But that's where it sits right now.
Okay.
So thank you anyway.
No problem, sir. No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Still,
Thank you.
I would
Bye-bye.
hope to do business with you in future.
Okay. Well, give us a shout in 60 days and see what's happening.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good
Okay.
evening.
Bob, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.